John Goldsmith was too young to fight in World War II, but he does remember the rationing, the blackouts and the bombs that devastated his neighbourhood in East London. And he certainly couldn't forget the moment that his soccer game with friends was interrupted by the news that peace had returned to Europe.
Five of us playing, me in goal, and suddenly a little lad burst out of this shop here and shouted, "It's over."
Church bells rang out across the city and crowds swarmed Piccadilly Circus to celebrate the Allied victory over Nazi Germany. For a 14-year-old boy, May 8, 1945 also meant the end to wartime rules and restrictions.
Suddenly, freedom. Mucking about, doing all sorts of things that were frowned upon.
94-year-old John now draws. Some of his artwork captures the day the Blitz began, with Nazi bombers filling the air and fires turning the night sky a molten volcanic red. As the 80th anniversary of Victory Day in Europe approaches, John hopes its meaning will never be forgotten. Lawrence Brooks, London.